good show coming up for you. Brian Estridge going to join us here in about 15 minutes, the play-by-play voice of the TCU Horned Frogs. He'll be in Ames on Saturday to take on Iowa State. We'll have that game for you right here on KGYM. Dave Koken will join us as well, as we will talk about the Major League Baseball playoffs. The NHL season is underway, and of course, college and professional football. And a couple of football games coming your way tonight, some baseball as well. We'll talk about it all on the Gym Class coming up right here on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side, we welcome you in here on 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, once again here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, get your local programming block underway right here at KGYM. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Now, that will be on 1600 AM and the South Gym, 106.3. If you enjoy listening on 107.5 FM, we invite you to tune in to 1600 or the stream. As at 4 o'clock on 107.5 FM, we're going to have Major League Playoff Baseball for you. Game 1 of the National League Divisional Series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves coming your way at 4 o'clock for a 4:04 first pitch for that one. Immediately following that, 107.5 FM will hook up back up to 1600 AM, probably about kickoff tonight or thereabouts of a good football game out of Kingston Stadium tonight. Number 2 unbeaten Cedar Falls comes to town to take on 3-2 Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and we'll have that one for you tonight around 7 o'clock with the pregame. And 106.3 FM down in Iowa City tonight will be on the road at Brady Street Stadium in Davenport. It'll be City High and Davenport North going at it from Brady Street. That also 7 o'clock pregame, about 7:20 with the kickoff. So we have one of those rarities for tonight and next week as well. Double doubles, double Thursdays, double Fridays. That's, like I said, that's a rarity. That's like a Harvest Moon eclipse or something like that. But we have it twice this year.
Yeah, it is, and we have the seasons converging as well, as you mentioned, baseball and high school football, and I should say it's...
And hockey.
And hockey. Pretty good football weather out there tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a nice night. The wind is supposed to die down tonight. The sun is out, and but it's coolish out there. Take a coat tonight, or just tune in to KGYM.
Yeah,
we'll have it for you this evening. Jefferson and Cedar Falls getting ready to go at it at Kingston. Big game out there for both teams. Cedar Falls escaped last week from Hempstead, who had it first and goal in the inside the 5, and Hempstead needed a touchdown to go ahead and try to win that football game late, and Cedar Falls had a goal line stand there to their credit. And then Jefferson has won 2 in a row, so including a win at Waterloo West last week.
Yeah, and that was a West team that played Ankeny Centennial to a 1-touchdown game. A team of those was ranked number 1 at one time, was it not?
Which one's that?
Or Ankeny Centennial?
Yes, yes.
But at any rate, Cedar Falls number 2. I know you voted them number 1. Can I reveal that?
You just did.
I just did.
No rhyme or reason to it. It's not that I think they're so much better than Valley. It's just that I had them ahead of Valley at the beginning of the year, and in my high school poll, I don't believe on leapfrogging a team because they had a good week.
Yeah,
and the team that they leapfrogged won as well.
You mentioned last week struggling with Hempstead a little bit. That's a good Hempstead team.
It is.
And actually, the last couple 3 weeks, Cedar Falls has played fairly close games, but this is a pretty sizable challenge for Jefferson. I know the Jayhawks look at it as an opportunity rather than a challenge.
Very much so. Very much so. And we'll have that game for you coming up tonight right here on KGYM. Also, we mentioned that we have City High and Davenport North going at it, and that will be over in Davenport. And it'll be Miles and Gary bringing you the call on that one tonight. City High 1-0 in district play. North lost their opener in district play at Linmar last Friday night. So North with their backs against the wall a little bit. And that's what district play is for. City High have played a tough schedule, including Cedar Falls in the non-district portion. And Tonka Hickman, a good back for City High, and we'll see if the Little Hawks can go on the road and make it 2-0 tonight.
They could take an upper hand in that district.
Which is wide open.
Yeah.
Most wide open district, I think, in Class 4A. You can make a case for most of the teams, mm-hmm. of the six teams in that particular district. So we'll have that for you tonight, both those games coming up right here in KGYM. Yeah, it's a very, very busy Thursday. Very, very busy Thursday. No doubt about that. We are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated. Stop on by. They've got craft beers. They've got some great food over there. And stop on by before you make your way out to Kingston or wherever coming up tonight. Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. You can converse with us through the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line at 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. And MLB getting started with a divisional round here in about an hour or so. The Cardinals will get things going against the Atlanta Braves down in Atlanta, or just outside of Atlanta. And 107.5 FM will have coverage of that particular ball game.
Good matchups, and been two pretty good wild card games as well. The Tampa Bay Rays went on the road and got into the next round. Diaz can hit, can he?
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
And Charlie Morton has become Big Game Charlie. He won a game 7 for Houston, right?
I believe so.
I think he's won 3 games. Elimination games, 2, if not 3.
And didn't have his best stuff last night. I think everyone would agree on that. I had a busy night going back and forth between the ball game and the ring ceremony and the start of the National Hockey League season with the St. Louis Blues last night. Did fall in overtime, but got a point out of it against the Washington Capitals. Last night, more NHL hockey coming up. Vegas got a win, so Dave's happy.
My text messages from Bowling Night in America.
And Bowling Night in America text messages and basketball last night. So, yeah, a lot of things on the docket last night. But Charlie Morton didn't have his best up, but still had enough to take Tampa through 5, get him into the very good bullpen, which was shut down last night against the Oakland A's, and Tampa moves on. We got that one right. We're 2-0, actually. We both said Nats, and we both said Tampa. Mm-hmm. So we're rolling here. $9.95 per minute for Mark and I, if you would like to get in on our picks.
Per minute.
Per minute. Well, we'll give you that $9.95, then it drops after that. So just kidding. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to talk about the baseball playoffs. So we've got Tampa going up against Houston, which, tell you, these 4 divisional series are good. There is not a clunker among them, and that's the way it should be. Maybe baseball will get a little bit of recognition here with football going on and college basketball and pro basketball about to get underway with their practices and camps and whatnot. So hopefully a little bit of recognition for the grand old game.
Yeah, I still think Houston and the Dodgers are the clear front runners, but the way Tampa Bay looked last night and the way the Nationals came back and the pitching staff that, you know, hopefully they'll get that set up. Corbin goes tonight, and then certainly followed by either Strasburg or Scherzer, I would think. And I'd like to have those 3 guys pitching for me.
Same thing with Houston. You'd like to have those 3 guys pitching for you.
Gee, yes. Yeah.
With Verlander and Greinke and Cole starting things off. So I think it's going to be fun. I don't foresee a sweep in any of these 4, but stranger things have happened, I guess. You like to win that first one.
I've been hearing some good things from the National guys about these guys on MLB Network specifically about they like the Twins' chances against the Yankees. The history is not there.
No.
That's for sure.
Over the last, what is it, 5-6 years?
It's a different Twins team, and it's not a one-game elimination either. So
no, it is not. No, it is not. And I think there's going to be some home runs hit in Yankee Stadium.
You think?
Of course, you only need to hit a fly ball to medium right, and it goes out usually at new Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
So, could see some big double-digit scoring. I take the over in the games.
In most games. We'll hear from Dave Kochen on that.
Yeah, we'll talk with Dave coming up with that in just a little bit. Good NFL game coming up tonight as well that I have no idea about, with Seattle hosting the LA Rams. Rams giving up 50-plus to Tampa at home last Sunday. Short week, but a short trip up the coast to Seattle. And the Seahawks are really good at home. Really good at CenturyLink. So, like I said, this is a toss-up as far as I'm concerned tonight, and a pretty good one as far as the Thursday night menu is concerned.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is so solid, and people are beating up on Jared Goff.
He threw for over 500 yards.
Yeah, and they scored 40. But they point to his record in the last 8 or 10 games and his stats, and sure would help if Todd Gurley handled the ball more than a dozen times in a game.
That's a real head-scratcher. That is a real head-scratcher at this point, but it's early in the year. It's still very early in the year. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to TCU play-by-play voice Brian Estridge. We're going to do that here in just a couple of minutes. Dave Kochen at about 3:35, and we'll get a Bowling Night in America recap for you before 4 o'clock today.
You know it.
That's a hint, right?
That's a fact.
I wasn't on the schedule last night, so maybe that's a good thing. Maybe I should just stay away from the lanes.
I wasn't necessarily on either, but I was there.
All right. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk TCU football with Brian Estridge, their play-by-play voice, coming up next. It is a gym class presented by Third Base Brewery on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone, see?
Huh, nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No, you actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes. You sign up with your street address so you only get a reminder when it's our week.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Back with you in the gym class for Thursday here at KGYM on a partly sunny, chilly Thursday, but football weather. Feels like football out there. And we've got it for you tonight. A couple games coming your way at about 7 o'clock thereabouts. And we've got Major League Baseball playoff action coming your way at 4 o'clock. 107.5 FM will peel away at 4 o'clock And we will bring you game one, St. Louis taking on Atlanta. And that, again, will be on 107.5 FM. Coming up on Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, it'll be Iowa State hosting TCU as the Cyclones try to bounce back after the loss down in Waco last Saturday to the Baylor Bears. And kind enough to be joined by Brian Estridge, play-by-play voice of the TCU Horned Frogs here in eastern Iowa. And Brian, good afternoon. How's everything in the Metroplex?
You know, it's a little warmer here than it is there. I'm looking forward to a little relief when we head to the great state of Iowa on Saturday, although it looks like it may be a little rainy for this one, huh?
A lot of rain called for, and that's not anything unusual or new for Iowa State folks. They've had to sit through two rain delays, lightning delays over the last couple of seasons. I don't think they want to have that happen again, and I know you don't want to have that happen.
Yeah, we've had a couple of those as well. You know, they should delay our games in Fort Worth that kick at 11 and 2:30 until late at night when it cools off. It's been so hot. But no, hey, this is going to be a fun one on Saturday. The atmosphere is going to be great. It always is at Jack Trice. And I think you got two pretty good games as well.
Brian, tell us about how the quarterback position at TCU has evolved, because there's plenty of folks in Iowa who have been following at least one of the quarterbacks.
With good reason. Max Duggan, of course, who was the best quarterback in that state last year coming out of high school, has stepped into the starter's role already. He did not start in week one for TCU, and then has kind of earned the job the last couple of weeks. Has Max, I mean, you guys saw him play. You know how he is. Since it's just the three of us and nobody's listening, I'll tell you this. I think that he reminds me of Drew Brees, a young Drew Brees. I think he's got that kind of potential, the way he handles himself, the way he carries it. But don't tell anybody I said that, okay? because, you know, I don't want people to say it. But no, I think he has he's grown into the role already. He's shown that he can handle the pressure. You know, the game against Kansas last week, he was super efficient. He played well on the road at Purdue in a tough environment. So, you know, he's mature beyond his years, and his ability really can carry him a long way, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting homecoming because Iowa State was in big time as far as the recruiting process is concerned. One of the teams that Max took a look at anyway, and so it'll be interesting to see how the emotions play in coming up on Saturday afternoon. But also, and talking about Max, dual threat quarterback at Lewis Central, we haven't really seen him take off with his legs as much. I think that's going to come, like you talked about, just kind of get everything underneath you first, and the running part will come, I think, sooner than later.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think also, you know, I don't think he's been asked to do that. I mean, this team has really four really good running backs, two of them that have been extra special that are experienced. And, you know, I think why put him at risk on the edge as a freshman, you're running that zone read when you've got Darius Anderson, who's got three straight 100-yard games. You know, he went for 170-plus against Purdue, 160-plus against SMU. So why go through that when you've got the talent that you have at running back? So I think you're right, though. I think in due time we'll see it. But he has given us flashes, sliding out of the pocket on occasion, sprinting for a first down. And, you know, so I think TCU fans know it's there. And they know that it will come in due time.
Is it Anderson in that running game that has really stood out for TCU, or is it fairly well-balanced, pretty good receivers as well?
Yeah, I tell you what it stood out for me is the offensive line, fellas. I mean, and you guys know that it kind of starts and stops there. You know, Iowa State with all those big Iowa boys up front that returned so many starts. I mean, that's a real key for an offense. And if you've got that kind of group together, and TCU does, I've been here 20 years, and it's the most athletic offensive line that I've seen the Frogs have. They move well. They've done a great job taking care of the running game and creating holes for them, but also doing a great job of intervening and just protecting these quarterbacks, these three that have come in. So I think that's where the difference is. This group up front is really pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking at that because obviously one of the strengths of Iowa State is the defensive line, although they are a little bit nicked up at this point, it sounds like. But the Iowa State defensive front going up against the TCU offensive front, that's going to be a big part of this football game.
Yeah, I think that's important. I mean, I think that, you know, when they bring three down linemen and the Frogs are able to run the football, if they can dominate up front, I think that bodes well for TCU. If Iowa State's able to hold their gaps and create some problems in the run game and still be able to drop as many as they've been able to drop in the passing game, that's obviously advantage for the Cyclones. So I think we got a nice little chess match coming up on Saturday between these two.
A lot of us in Big Ten country thought Purdue was going to be a contender in the Big Ten West, but TCU went to Purdue and really put a thumping on the Boilermakers, and I wonder how that resonated in your part of the world.
Yeah, you know, it did seem like the outside of Fort Worth and those who really know the TCU program, for some reason it felt like a shocker to them, and I don't think for TCU it did. I think Gary Patterson, I don't have it right in front of me, I think he's like 7-2 against the Big Ten. I don't necessarily think that Purdue's going to be that kind of a contender. You know, after watching them, I think they got beat again last week, didn't anybody? Minnesota, pretty good Minnesota team. I think that going up there was important for this young club. It was sold out to be able to go in front of that hostile environment on the road. And you guys know, I mean, the difference between the Big 12 and many of the Big 10 teams is speed. And I think that was a big difference in that ballgame. You're going to see bigger defenses than TCU's. I'm not sure. So sure you're going to see a faster one, though.
Brian Hester joining us, play-by-play voice for TCU. They're going to take on Iowa State coming up on Saturday. We'll have it for you beginning at 9 o'clock right here on KGYM. Gary Patterson hangs his hat on defense. We know that. And this is I think he believes this is a special group of Horned Frogs on the defensive side that he has this year.
Yeah, I think the one area of concern, really probably two areas, is he's not getting the kind of edge pressure that he's used to at defensive ends that have kind of become commonplace here over the years since his arrival. And I think they're going to grow in that. He's got a transfer from South Carolina at one defensive end spot in Shamik Blackshear. And then O'Shawn Mathis, who's got a ton of talent, a young player at the other end. They've got to get to the quarterback more. He thinks that's going to happen. It may even happen this week. You never know. But I think he thinks they're gaining on it. And then at linebacker, he's got a really good one in Garrett Wallows, averaging double-digit tackles, had 19 against SMU, I guess it was. But he knows that he's got to grow up another one. And who emerges at that other linebacker, I think, is important. But they've been banged up in the defensive secondary. You know, one of the corners, Julius Lewis, hasn't been available for the last several weeks. He looks like he will play against Iowa State. The other one's been spectacular. Safeties are the strength of this defense, and that's a good thing for Gary Patterson, because that's kind of the communication center for this group. But yeah, I think he's got a ton of potential. He's had two really good defensive tackles that can hold up in the run game, especially. So I think they got a chance when it's all said and done to be one of his better groups.
Brian, anything in the Big 12 at this early juncture that has surprised you in any way?
Well, candidly, I mean, I think the start for Iowa State, I mean, I think I thought, you know, I didn't think that they would lose at Baylor. I thought they would handle it. Baylor's got to be a surprise for a lot of folks in the start that Matt Rhule has them off to. I thought Oklahoma State was going to be good, and I still think they are, even though they lost to Texas. So I think it's kind of playing out like we all thought that it would. I think this one this week, guys, really is the determiner for who's going to be that one to challenge Oklahoma. You know, who's going to be up there? I mean, I know everybody's already anointed Texas, but I'm not there yet. You know, let's see if one of these two teams can't be in that group with Oklahoma as well. I mean, obviously, Baylor's going to make a case for it to be considered. And you know, the guy, Kansas State, so Kleiman's doing a nice job with that group, even though they got beat last week. So I think that, you know, it's kind of shaken out like we thought it would. To me, this one Saturday and Ames is going to be a real difference maker for how the final standings in this league look.
I agree with you, Brian, because you take a look. If Iowa State starts 0-2, chances of getting to the Big 12 championship game are pretty, I'm not going to say gone, but they're definitely, it's not looking good. And subsequently, if TCU starts off 2-0 with a road win, that's gonna bode well for the Frogs.
Yeah, I agree. And if you can do that, if you can find a way in this league to win on the road, We all know how difficult it is. I mean, look at Oklahoma's, or look at Iowa State's record the last couple of years in the month of October at home. They're undefeated at, 7-0, I guess it is. So I think that's what makes this one so important. Last time the Frogs went to Iowa State, obviously they dropped one to the Cyclones when they were highly ranked. And so I think all that in mind, this one has all the drama that you want to early on in Big 12 conference play.
Brian, TCU being in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you have the Cowboys, you have Major League Sports across the board. How is TCU treated down there at, in the newspapers and TV?
You know, I think the last two decades and the success that TCU had, obviously, in the Mountain West, and the number of 10-win seasons that Gary Patterson's been able to post, you know, appearances in the win in the Rose Bowl against Wisconsin, appearance in the Fiesta Bowl, but, you know, the fact that this team has kind of become accustomed to postseason, you know, the Alamo comeback, Stanford and Oregon. I think all those things have helped to build here at TCU. I mean, I think that, you know, you're not gonna get more attention than the Cowboys, but candidly, when you talk to the local paper guys, when it comes to clicks, and that's all they're about right now, TCU football garners as much attention as the Mavericks and Rangers do in the Fort Worth area. So I think that's a good sign. I think that's an important sign for TCU. And so I think as long as that continues to happen, you know, TCU football stays relevant here.
Yeah, I would agree. And these games have been, at least lately, pretty defensive-minded games, especially as far as the Big 12 is concerned. And I got to think that might be the case again this week. But we'll see how that all plays out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you got two really good defensive coordinators, that's for sure. You know, you know, Iowa State has struggled to run the football a little bit, but we know that Purdy can throw it around the yard. Let's see how Max handles coming home too. You know, that could go either way. So I think there's a safe bet that this is going to be a little lower scoring game just because of these two defenses and the quality of guys calling those plays.
And should be a lot of fun coming up on Saturday. Yeah, bring a coat and not a heavy one, but, you know, just a medium one, I guess, just in case things get a little hectic up there.
A coat and a flask. I've got them both ready.
There you go.
All right. Hey, Brian, appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Safe travels to Ames, and best of luck to the Horned Frogs.
All right, fellas. Call anytime.
Brian Ester is joining us, play-by-play voice for the TCU Horned Frogs, as they will be in Ames coming up on Saturday to take on Iowa State. That's always a close game, but not many points over the last couple of years. So we'll see how this one plays out.
I just have to believe, and we'll make picks tomorrow on the Emo's Hideaway Pick 6, us two in the panel. But I got to believe Iowa State's going to be a bit lathered up after that loss at Baylor. And we have talked often about this two-game stretch, Baylor and TCU, and Iowa State can't afford to go 0-2.
They cannot. Max Duggan, good quarterback, though. I got to see him a couple times over the last couple years, including the game against Xavier last year that we called. Good dual-threat quarterback, has a big-time college arm, and I don't think when he arrived in Fort Worth that he was thought of as, hey, this kid's walking in, he's going to be the starting quarterback as a true freshman. But he won it. He won the job. They gave him an opportunity. Nobody had a stranglehold on it. And Max's dad, of course, the coach at Lewis Central and Council Bluffs, and he just took it. To use a Southwest term, he wrangled it.
Brian comparing him to Drew Brees.
That's pretty high praise. Heady stuff. Pretty heady stuff right there. At least a three-year starter down there, probably the way it looks for TCU, if not a four-year starter. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see how that plays out. 3:32 here on the program. We'll take a break, come back, and we are going to talk to our friend Dave Koken in the desert and talk a little bit of college football, some pro football. Also, his Vegas Golden Knights with a victory last night to get the hockey season underway. I'm sure he's a happy Vegas fan about that. So we'll talk with Dave when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class at 3:32 for Thursday right here on KGYM.
Hey guys, time to get ready for colder temps at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim, Prestone pre-diluted antifreeze is just $9.99 a gallon, and concentrated antifreeze is $12.99.
Right, Hal. and a First Alert battery-powered carbon monoxide alarm or photoelectric smoke alarm with 10-year sealed lithium battery is just $24.99 now.
Hey, want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with the back-to-school maintenance special from Linder Tire. Oil change, tire and battery checks, plus more for under $35.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Thursday night, it's Class 4A District 3 showdown of early unbeatens right here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me Thursday at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM from Kingston as number 2 Cedar Falls meets Jefferson. The Tigers come in 5-0 on the season and meet a Jayhawk team on a 2-game winning streak hoping to pull the upset. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank. Number 2 Cedar Falls at Jefferson. Thursday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
Don't you hate scrambling on the road when you're looking for a place to spend the night?
We all do. That's why when you travel for work, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham.
They've got everything you need to tackle the job, from free high-speed Wi-Fi to a spacious workspace right in your room.
Plus, their bright side breakfast comes with waffles, eggs, fruit, and meat.
Now, that's a game changer.
They've got over 900 locations so you can cover the gridiron.
And best of all, they're part of Wyndham Rewards, so those extra points really add up.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thursday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. Don't forget, 107.5 listeners, you will get the Cardinals and the Braves coming up at 4 o'clock right here on KGYM as the baseball playoffs get underway. We're going to talk about that. Going to talk some football and some hockey as well. Our friend Dave Koken set to join us right now from the desert. Give him a follow on Twitter at Dave Koken. SmokingKoken.com is the website. And happy hockey season to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, sir. It was a happy start to the season. Vegas Golden Knights get a win. They did lose one of their best players for a little while in the process. Nate Schmidt hurt himself on a knee-on-knee collision, but good win for the home team, and I had a winner last night with the Capitals, which was nice. They came back from a 2-0 deficit and won at St. Louis, so good start.
Blues got a point, though, so I'm okay with that. But you're right. Yeah, that I tell you, that Schmidt injury looked awful.
I mean, that was one of those when it happened, it's like, oh boy, he could be done for the year. And week to week is not too bad.
No. It's a little vague, but better than a year-ending injury. So, yeah, and Vegas, look, that's another good team that the Golden Knights have this year.
Yeah, they're really good. I think they're the best team in the West. You know, whether it plays out that way, we'll have to wait and see. But they're pretty loaded. And as long as Fleury holds up in goal, they're going to be tough to beat.
We were talking tonight's NFL game earlier, and Dave, and I think Scott and I both agree it's a tough game to figure out in a few ways. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's supposed to be. It's right around Pick'em, so
yeah.
You know, those are supposed to be tough to figure out. I think the Rams have a good chance to bounce back from last week's performance. You would think they'll play a lot better defensively. And Seattle looks like a beatable team, but it's not a game I'm going to go with.
No, and they're awful tough up there in Seattle.
Yep. Yeah, they are. Even last week, the Rams put up all those points, but Goff still missed some open receivers. He's not playing real well.
Still had 500 yards, though.
Yeah, but maybe should have been 600 because he missed some reads.
Yeah. Well, I can't argue with you on that one. And when we were talking about baseball a little bit earlier on, we got four dandy divisional matchups. Baseball cannot be more happy than they are with this foursome that they're rolling out.
I suppose, unless they go back to Tampa and there's like 20,000 people in the stands, that might not make them real happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, fortunately, they're playing the Astros. And the Astros fans will buy up all the rest of the tickets, so I guess they'll be in good shape.
Anybody who's an underdog that you are kind of keeping an eye on?
Well, look, the Nationals have a chance. That starting pitching, they've got a shot. And I think the Cardinals-Braves series looks to me to be wide open. I don't think the Twins can beat the Yankees. And I don't think the Rays – I think the Rays will give the Astros a battle, but I don't think they can beat it, you know, in best of seven series.
Yeah, if I had to take one of the four, I'm with you. The Nationals have three pitchers that can go, those starters.
Right. And I bet best of five in this round, obviously.
Would you like to see the first round be wild card round be two out of three or stay with the best the one?
No, no. It's perfect. It is absolutely every year we get a discussion, and every year I just say, look at the games. These are really, I mean, last night's game wasn't that close, but the other game, holy cow. No, one and done. I love it.
There you go. Straight from Dave. One and done.
Dave, some pretty interesting college football games, at least around these parts this weekend. Yeah. Iowa goes to Michigan, and your thoughts there, if any?
I don't know. Michigan's supposed to be a better football team, but they have trouble proving it at times. So I think Michigan's the right side, but I don't trust them enough to bet them. The other game is the one that really interests me, the TCU-Iowa State game. Because that's, you know, there's all kinds of buzz about this game with Max Duggan going back, you know, some console bluffs, and he's played well so far in what has been kind of a limited playbook, we'll put it that way. And is he going to be up to the moment? Because this is by far the biggest game he's played, and I think there's a lot of pressure playing back home, so to speak. He's going to see some wrinkles that he hasn't seen before. I think Iowa State's going to handle TCU in this game, but you know, if Duggan plays well, the Horned Frogs can definitely win this.
Mm.
And TCU's got the defense to keep them in the game no matter what, I think.
Yeah, no disagreement with that. I was very impressed with Iowa State last week. I had Baylor in the game, so I mentioned on the show last week that I was taking Baylor, and they won. But that was a great comeback in the fourth quarter. And Purdy's just a tremendous quarterback.
Last I saw Dave Koch in 19-8 this year in college football. How about that?
Yeah, it's been a good team, and the pros are, I think, 11-5. So I'm pretty happy with the way things are going.
Very happy, very
and
happy.
And followers would be happy too if they went to Smoke and Coke and took part.
Well, they don't get much there. They have to buy something. They want to grow. No, that's 20 it is. But it's been good. But you know, when it's done, it's done. You got to keep doing it.
Very true.
Dave Koch, not cheap, but pretty good.
Very good. He's very good at it. Dave joining us from Las Vegas. Some good games in college football. SEC, the first real big matchup, Auburn and Florida. They haven't played in about 100 years, which is weird as far as the SEC schedule is concerned. But I like this. Is going to be an interesting game. I think it's going to be a low scoring game myself. With the defenses going at it, what do you think?
I can tell you one thing. There's a trend here, and I'm not a trend player, but this one's worth noting. That from week five out, unbeaten home dogs are really good against the spread. So that would be Florida. And I think Florida's going to present some problems with Bo Nix that he hasn't seen before. I kind of like the Gators this night. I think it's going to be a thriller. And this will be a public versus square, or sharp versus square type of game. The sharper money is showing on Florida. The public's going to be on Auburn. I'm going to be on the Florida side myself. I think they're pulling out.
Interesting, interesting. Ohio State looked really, really good last week.
They look good every week.
Yes. And Nebraska, not so much last week.
Now, you know, Nebraska's not ready yet. The quarterback's a little bit overrated at this point. He just is. He's not a Heisman Trophy candidate. He's not even close. And Nebraska's still got real problems with efficiency. And until they fix that, they're just going to be kind of a middle-of-the-road team. I think Nebraska's going to have their hands full with Northwestern this weekend. And I know Northwestern's not real talented, but they're a smart team. And they've been very live as a dog under Pat Fitzgerald, and I think they will be here. As for the other game, Ohio State, Michigan State, you know, Michigan State defense had an aberrational game last week. It's a very big unit. So I think they can compete here with their defense. But I don't know where their points are going to come from. And eventually the Buckeyes will probably pull away and win right around where the number is, about 3 touchdowns.
Anything else you like in college football you might be able to share, Dave?
I don't know if I'll play it or not, but I think Cincinnati's pretty live against Central Florida. I'm considering playing it. Central Florida's really good, but Cincinnati's had this game circled all season, and I think you're going to be ready for it. This has been a really good game. It's one I think that will definitely be worth watching.
Mm. Dave, are you buying into SMU? I am.
Yeah, sure, why not? And that conference, it's a pretty wide-open league. Michelle has been a tremendous head for them at quarterback. I don't know about the defense, but you can say that about a lot of teams in that conference. And they've got a shot. It's just whether they will be up to the big moments, because they're not used to those games, whereas Memphis and Central Florida and a couple other teams are. So that could be a disadvantage for SMU. But, you know, they're playing really good football, and their confidence level's got to be off the charts right now.
Yeah, I think they are. Like I said, Bouchel's a very good quarterback. The game of the Sunday in the NFL is probably in Dallas, Packers and the Cowboys. I think it's about 3-point favorite for Dallas, so basically yep. Throw the home field out, and it's a pick'em game. So we'll see. Cowboys,
right.
Yeah, the Cowboys, first team, really good team they played was New Orleans without Breeze, and the running game didn't show up, and Dallas got beat.
But the flip side of it is Green Bay's red zone offense is horrible. Absolutely terrible. They've got to trust the running game more than they've been doing. I mean, you get down there, you got to try and punch it in. And I don't know. I have no idea what happens here. I think it's got a chance to be a lower scoring game because the two defenses are out playing the two offenses right now. So, you know, logic dictates fairly low scoring. But I think the line is right where it should be, about 3.
Well, as good as Rodgers is, he's got a fifth-round draft pick and 4 undrafted free agents to choose from. That's not too appetizing.
No, I know, but you still have to run the football.
Yeah.
It's the National Football League. I don't care what league it is. It's football. You've got to run the ball when you get inside the red zone. You can't throw it every play.
True. Very much so. Very true. Very true. All right, you got baseball. You got to have you got baseball on tonight. You got to have a little hockey on tonight as well. So it's a... It's a big viewing night for you.
Every night's a big, great viewing night now.
A lot of things happen. This is a fun time of year, though. This is a fun time of year.
Yep.
All right. Check him out at smokingcokin.com, at Dave Cokin on Twitter. Dave, always appreciate it, and have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Take care.
All right. Dave Cokin joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM at 3:47. Got some. He's got a few things out there he threw our way.
Yeah.
Cincinnati.
That's a Friday night game.
Central Florida could lose their second, perhaps, of the year. Would they stay in the top 25? That would be the question.
Likes Iowa State as well, right?
He does. He does. Freshman quarterback coming in, and we're going to pick that one on the Emil Sideaway pick six coming up tomorrow. And boy, the Iowa and Iowa State games this week are very – there are so many sidebar stories to this that could shake it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They're hard picks. That's why the panel – that's why we're 45 and 45.
That's right. Just paying the juice.
And 40 and 50 as far as the pick six is concerned. And that's not even oh, brother. That's tough. This is tough. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night and some more before we close up shop here today. Gym class for Thursday coming your way right here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
It's a special Thursday night game for Iowa City High on the road this Thursday night, and 106.3 FM will be there. Join Miles Klotz and Gary Fickell this Thursday at 7 on 106.3 as the Little Hawks head east to take on Davenport North. The Little Hawks won their district opener last Friday and face a Wildcat team trying to secure their first district win. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank, Iowa City High at Davenport North. Thursday night at 7 on 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Hey, Dave, what's with the dry erase board?
We've got so much to do before we open for the day, so I'm diagramming our game plan.
You just wrote help me and X's and arrows.
I know. We need help.
Here's a plan. Call Cintas. They'll check our fire extinguishers, stock our first aid cabinets. They'll take care of our floor mats and restroom supplies. And, of course, deliver great-looking uniforms.
Call Cintas. Great plan.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Back with you on the gym class here at KGYM. We'll talk a little bit about football coming up here in a couple of moments. We got a question on the text line about some football we'll get to. But it is time for a Bowling Night in America recap from last night. And our recap is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. MayCityBowlCR.com is their website. Stop on by. Ask about open bowling, glow bowling, the pro shop as well. And a good night. We haven't been able to say that too often. A good night. For the Rusty Nails.
Yeah, as the Jeffersons theme song goes, moving on up.
Somewhat.
In the mature Evergreen League standings, 19-11 we were last night. Lost the first game 9-1, won the last two by 9-1 scores. And that adds up to a movement in the standings by three spots, which is good. We're not off to the best of starts, but all in all, a good night out there at May City Bowl.
Moved up to ninth? Is that what it is?
I believe so.
All right. Very good.
But in this format, I mean, 30 points available each week. Unless you're Diamond Edge, they're already over 110 points. Marcus Mitz's team, I think, yeah.
They're just unloading on people.
Yeah.
Taking no prisoners at this point. Yeah. But it's good to get a nice night, and I hope when I'm back there next week, I will help out.
A rare week we're both on next week. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Good night for Trevor, well, the Waltz in general, actually. Trevor Walt with a 299.
Ooh.
And Nathan Walt with a 724.
Good night to be the Walt brothers.
Yes. And I'm going to get this name for you before we leave the show. We had a 300 game in the Women's League next to us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I failed to write it down, but I'm going to get it before the end of the show because, man or woman, you bowl a 300, you need to be recognized.
Darn right you do. Darn right you do. So, oh, no, it's in the other room. Yeah. Mark can go get that. He's going to find out. He's going to go get it. Kyle's on it there. We'll get the name of, before you even find it, we'll probably have somebody texted in on the text line.
Most likely
out there. But, yeah, you get recognized no matter where you are in the house on Bowling Night and American Night. So
absolutely.
We'll do that.
We'll do it again next week. On Wednesday, we'll preview it, and Thursday, we'll recap it.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We've got two tailgate tours coming up next week as well. It's a rare double dose of tailgate tours, a Whirlpool Careers tailgate tour coming up next week. And Thursday, a week from today, we'll be at Washington, and then next Friday, we'll be at Cedar Rapids Prairie. So we'll have that coming up for you next Thursday and Friday right here on KGYM.
I've got it.
Who is it?
In the Lucky Strikes League, bowl next to us, Kelly Cook with a 300 game in the Women's League.
Congratulations.
That was the first game of the series as well, so that was an early
that's a tough start.
Early round of applause.
That's tough to keep that up. Again, visit them at May City Bowl out on Trent Street Southwest. Tell them Scott, Mark, everybody sent you. Inquire about league bowling as well. Always could use more teams.
Exactly. Birthday parties, what have you. Give them a call, 362-0136.
Before we go, we'll get to a couple questions, but Zach is playing at the Shriners Open on the fall portion of the wraparound PGA Tour. How is that going today?
They tend to go low in Vegas. Zach, not so much so right now. He's on his fifth hole of the day. He's starting on the back nine. Missed a 2.5-footer on 10, and he bogeyed that. He's parred three holes since, but it's early in the round, and we'll see if Zach can get it going. Nick Taylor, your leader at 8-under. Phil Mickelson, 2 back.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Out there. Nothing else going on with the golfers out there. Did you see one of the caddy for, I believe, was Kevin Na?
Mm-hmm.
With his cap that said if people don't know, there's a is it a Japanese golfer or
Asian?
A golfer from the Asian tour was suspended 3 years. 3 years for an obscene gesture at a fan at a golf tournament last week. On the tee, he was hitting his tee ball and they made a noise during his shot. Wasn't a good shot. Turn, boom, use your imagination, and 3 years.
That's worse than Vontaze Burfict got.
Yes.
From the NFL.
They are not wasting any time, effort, or energy on the Asian PGA Tour.
Out of here.
You are gone, and it's for 3 years. And this particular golfer, and I'd have to look up the name, he was in the top 200 about 5 years ago, but he's dropped down to about 396 or something like that in the world golf rankings. But it said free, and then the guy's name on the hat of a caddy today on the PGA Tour. So
now I'll probably get fined.
Yeah, Kevin Na will probably get fined. At least his caddy will. Had a question on the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line concerning high school football. We do have high school football on two fronts coming up tonight. It'll be Cedar Falls unbeaten at Jefferson at Kingston tonight on 1600 AM, and then 107.5 FM will join up right after the Cardinal Brave game. And then 106.3 FM tonight will have City High on the road at Davenport North. The question was, who, asking myself,
best surprise player you have seen this year in high school football, and can Jefferson make the playoffs?
Well, I don't want to speculate on playoff making because there many things that go into it.
Yep.
Can Jefferson? Yeah, but they probably should win tonight if they want to do that because it's a hard road to hoe. But we'll see. There's definitely a shot for the Jayhawks. As far as surprise player so far this year, two of them jumped to mind, and one is our athlete of the week that we'll tell you about tomorrow, but we can tell you about it today. Go to kgymradio.com and read up about this young man, Nick Pearson of Prairie. Of course, last year, Mr. Simmons was rushing for all the records at Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Pearson, all he did last week up at Dubuque Senior was rush 37 times for 374 yards and four touchdowns for Prairie and Mark Bliss. That's a good night. That's a good season.
It is indeed.
And he's been a little bit of a surprise as a junior, replacing Simmons. So that'd be kind of an offensive guy. And a defensive guy, he's not a total surprise, but just the way he has stepped up this year, I'd say Jay Elstendorp of Kennedy, the terrific linebacker. His dad, of course, the co-wrestling coach and the mm-hmm. former Iowa wrestler and football player, John Elstendorp. So he's a good one as well.
I can't disagree with that. Nolan Jacobs from Kennedy really impressed me, but he's a Division I player, not exactly surprised. Jefferson has a couple good linebackers, and Jacob Thompson and Josiah Zabo kind of off the radar, but it's kind of an incomplete sample size at this point. We're not through the season.
Two-thirds mark coming up this week, though. Hard to believe.
Wow.
Where has the season gone? We've got football tonight, Jefferson hosting Cedar Falls, and we'll join you, myself and John Haggerty, out at the stadium tonight at about 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. Then 107.5, we'll join up City High at Davenport North tonight, 106.3. Cardinals and the Braves coming up next on 107.5. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next on 1600 and 106.3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 a.m., 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4.